USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Francisco and Santa Clara counties in California filed the first lawsuits challenging the Trump administration's new immigration rules to deny green cards to immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, housing vouchers, or other forms of public assistance. The counties say they'll have to incur more costs because the immigrants will only have the county benefits to rely on. Democrats and those whose lives have been impacted by mass shootings are still calling for stronger gun control.
Gun violence is a national crisis, and the Senate needs to start acting like it.
18-year-old March for Our Lives Maryland State Director Jackson O'Mara lost her friend to a school shooting in 2008. Representative Don Byers says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is refusing to call back the Senate for political reasons.
He's waiting for the outrage to die down, for the headlines to change, for the people to turn the page and think about something else.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump is out and about once again on the campaign trail. He was in the state of Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh to talk about energy and manufacturing. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about China dumping cheap steel in the United States.
We need steel for defense. We need steel. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a problem. We have a little bit of a conflict. We'll say, listen, China, could you do us a favor? We need help. All our steel mills are closed. Could you send us some steel, please? We don't make steel anymore. Well, we make it now.
Stocks rallied today after President Trump delayed imposing 10% tariffs on some imported Chinese goods. The Dow is up 372 points, the S&P 500 up 42, and the NASDAQ up 152. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Crazy coins and misprinted currency is all part of the World's Fair of Money going on in Chicago. USA's John Clemens reports.
The American Numismatic Association is sponsoring the event that also includes the U.S. Treasury Department's display of bills of denominations of $100,000 each.
Visitors can see literally over $1 billion of rare coins and paper money. The U.S. Treasury Department alone will have a $1 billion display that includes high denomination currencies and $500,000 treasury notes.
Don Perlman of the American Numismatic Association also tells us in 1943, Lincoln pennies were supposed to be zinc-coated because copper was needed for World War II. But a few of them were mistakenly made with a bronze alloy.
It looks just like a common everyday Lincoln cent, except it has the date 1943 and it's made with bronze alloy. Sold last year for $1 million.
I'm John Clemens.
Ford is being sued by six Washington State troopers, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The half dozen troopers say they're getting sick from carbon monoxide poisoning in their 2014 through 2017 Explorer SUVs. The troopers say they're experiencing headaches and dizziness, nausea, and potentially life-threatening situations. But Ford is claiming that carbon monoxide concerns in police interceptor utilities it makes are related to unsealed holes from the installation of police equipment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.